and welcome to UC Today. My name is Kieran Devlin, and today's session is Turbocharging Collaboration Through the Right Partnerships. I am delighted to be joined by Gaurav Anand, Vice President and Global Head of Hyperscalers and Cloud Application Service Providers at Tata Communications. Gaurav, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Kieran. It's a pleasure to be here.
Before we explore exactly how customers can turbocharge collaboration through choosing the right partnerships, can you please tell us a little bit about yourself and the work you do with Tata Communications?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. So I'm the vice president here for what we call our hyperscaler segment. And I work with selling with and selling through them. And in the process, obviously, we partner with them and with other partnerships to essentially bring a more robust and comprehensive set of solutions to our end users and our enterprise customers.
Perfect. Well, you're magically placed to discuss this today's topic, because I think it's really interesting that interoperability and really diverse partnerships are becoming a major trend in 2024. They've become a key trend in 2024. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think, I feel like there is a more and more of a desire amongst enterprises to be hyper-connected, to be always on, anywhere, anytime, any device. And largely speaking, I think with the legacy infrastructure that they carry, it becomes really difficult for them to actually, you know, meet these demands, be it their customers, be their workforce, be it their machines. It's a combination of things. It's their legacy infrastructure. It's also the life cycle. There's, different stages in which these enterprises, you know, kind of sort of find themselves in, that they may have adopted cloud collaboration from a, meeting standpoint, but their video endpoints might still be on, you know, on premise and on a different infrastructure and a different hardware architecture altogether. So interoperability then becomes extremely important because of all of these reasons, particularly now with AI and all of this data that we're collecting. It's becoming quite obvious that in order for us to leapfrog into creating these seamless experiences for the end users, that there needs to be partnerships, because there are holes that exist, and the partnerships help us, you know, sort of bridge those in a much, you know, more efficient and a much more timely manner.
We'll come very briefly to Tata Communications partnership strategy specifically, and you know, some of the solutions like Global Rapid Platform, etc. But just if I could leverage your expertise, what would you say are the major benefits of carefully selecting your partners and what you've just outlined there?
Well, I think one of the major things is like I said, I think is trying to make sure that getting the experience for the end customers right. So finding what your capability gaps are, from a perspective of the consumption audience, whether it be users, whether it be workforce, your agents, or machines for that matter. It's just trying to understand what the gaps are, what are the right partners that can actually, help you fill those gaps and have those capabilities. And essentially, again, help you leapfrog, you know, trying to build that own capability within the organization. It may take a long time. By the time, you know, we get it to market and, you know, that experience is not there. So while one hand or one part of the organization is sort of, you know, far ahead in terms of cloud adoption, there may be, you know, sort of these legacy, you know, architectures that are sort of anchoring you back. So I think just finding ease of adoption, ease of integration, ease of, you know, sort of working together. So I think that all of that sort of ends up being, you know, providing the good end user experience, because it's not just about solving the problem right there, right then, but it's also about lifecycle management. So, you know, setting the right goals, getting the right partners to have that common, you know, goal to achieve, you know, the outcomes that, you know, were set out to achieve in the first place, I think is absolutely key to get the right partners in.
Absolutely. And I realize my next question will have a lot of overlap with your answer, but I'm moving on to what Tata Communications specifically, would you say is your guys' partnership strategy? And I realize this might align with all the benefits you just outlined, But what, if you could please go into a bit more detail, what you guys really focus on when you're developing these partnerships?
Yeah, so maybe it'll help to, just kind of take a step back and say like what Tata Communications really, who we are. So, as part of a large Tata Group company, which is a $100 billion conglomerate, the group's, effort and initiative usually is for all of the group companies to be in the top two or three. So we're definitely, either organically or inorganically trying to grow and be amongst the top providers. And in the process of doing that, what we have done so far is essentially, on the back of all the infrastructure that we own, we're kind of transforming our, sort of telecom roots into what we're calling a communications technology provider. So becoming a comtech player. And what that really means is that we've taken our infrastructure and then sort of evolved that in the on the back of making, investments in our platforms, investments in our partnerships, and investment in our managed services offerings, right? And then from that standpoint, the partnership capability essentially becomes very, important because of the global offering that we offer to our enterprise customers, because that's the other aspect of our communications technology provider status that we're trying to sort of grow into. And the partners there, of course, our infrastructure partners, technology partners, and go-to-market partners. So those are sort of like the three main areas in which we sort of push our partnerships to complement all of the physical infrastructure and the managed services capabilities that we built so that then we can go to market with what we call a digital fabric of solutions that helps our customers to, achieve their business outcomes.
And diving a bit more into the weeds here, one of the Tata Communications' most exciting platforms is Global Rapid. Can you please tell us a bit more about that solution and how it helps partners?
Yeah, absolutely. So Global Rapid is a perfect example of what I said. It takes our physical infrastructure. So that's kind of think of it as in three layers. And that's sort of on the back of our, connectivity capabilities that we've built across the years. But there are partners, which is what I call the infrastructure partners. They help us extend our capabilities into countries where, we can be regulatory compliant, where we can have access to, PSTN calling. There are partnerships that we've built to offer, PSTN replacement capabilities. So that's sort of like our base infrastructure. And essentially, we're in 240 plus countries, and we'll offer, close to about 40 countries where we can offer PSTN replacement. But that's sort of like the base, right? The second layer on top of that is, which is the point when I was talking about us moving into that platform space. If you remember when I said earlier, we have, on the back of our infrastructure, we've built platforms, partnerships, and managed services. In the Global Rapid platform framework, the platform capabilities is kind of like the second layer, right? So there we partner with, Cisco and Microsoft, and essentially, build our infrastructure capabilities into that platform, and then as a joint go-to-market partner with Microsoft in particular and with Cisco, we go to market and bring those capabilities that we then layered on number three on top with our managed services capabilities, which is essentially all put together is what we call a Global Rapid platform. So it's not just that you're buying Microsoft Teams, but you're buying a set of solutions and services that, as an enterprise globally is migrating from an on-premise to a cloud environment, there are multiple phases that we go through, and every spot in the or every set step in the, along the way, we are sort of working and we build capabilities which are part of this platform that are modular in nature that go all the way from sort of doing the assessment to building the design to implementing the solution to adoption to lifecycle management and so on and so forth. So all of that sort of encompassing capabilities is what we, sort of bring to the market as a Global Rapid platform.
And I think that's quite interesting. I think we focused a lot of this on the partners and the partnerships. I'm also really curious about the other side from it, a bit more on the customers. And I think it's really interesting if you could please give some insights on how will customers specifically benefit from these more diverse partnerships?
Yeah, so I mean that's a really good question because at the end of the day there are so many nuances. If you look at a complex global enterprise, which is sort of like our target market, a lot of them have multiple locations in multiple geographies. They have multiple regulations they have to deal with, and a lot of times they have different contracts, local contracts in place. So there's phasing of what I was talking about earlier, like one part of the company might be ready to migrate while the other is not, because of obligations they may have contractually or physically, because the locations are sort of they're either retail or manufacturing, so they have all these nuances and the capability expectations on capabilities that may be different within an organization. So for them, the benefit of having a partner like us is that we've done all the legwork, right? So we've partnered with folks that can do a PBX assessment, as an example, which will give an enterprise globally, what is it that they actually own? Because a lot of times it's a very complex sort of an environment, an ecosystem where, as I said, different locations may have different, versions of the software that they're using or version of the hardware that they're using. And just to even to start from a migration perspective, to at least know what you're dealing with, we've partnered with some companies that help us, do that assessment as an example, with the design, with the implementation, with the adoption. So what really that does is that because we've done all the integration of the back end, we are then the one single interface with the end customer. They don't have to go contract or subcontract with 10 different partners. We've already done that. They get a one-stop shop solution. They get an integrated SLA. They get a globally consistent solution on the back of all the partnerships that we have sort of built in and integrated into our offering, which then shows up to the end customer what, to an end user may just look like, hey, I'm just clicking a button and joining a meeting.
And one final question before I let you go, Gaurav. What's the future looking like for Global Repeat specifically?
Yeah, so I think in a lot of ways, Global Repeat is going to continue to develop and then grow in terms of the sort of the infrastructure layer that I was talking about. Because there's for PSE and replacement, we continue to work on adding more and more countries where we can bring those types of capabilities. There's the second layer of the technology partners. So we continue to add, partners that are going to help ease the transition, ease lifecycle management, the year-to-year monitoring, knowing, what's wrong with a particular call quality and how do you resolve that. So we continue to work on, sort of either adding partners or adding features and functionalities with these partners that actually takes us to the next level, which then goes into the meeting, the Teams rooms, as an example. So the actual physical, meeting spaces that's becoming more and more complex. And then the integration with the contact centers and the endpoints and so on and so forth. And then not, to say the last but not the least is the integration with AI, right? So across the globe, and across the entire spectrum of everything that we just talked about, there are AI features that we're building in into Global Repeat that's going to help, specifically for the customers in the particular verticals that they're building certain use cases that's going to basically enrich the platform and become very, very specifically oriented to solve or address some of the requirements and capabilities that, these enterprises might need.
Perfect. Well, it's an exciting time to be a Global Repeat customer. I think this is all we've
Absolutely.
got time for today, but it's been a really good session. So thank you, Gaurav, for being here today.
Thank you, Kieran, for having me. It was a pleasure. I really appreciate your time as well.
And if you enjoyed this video, please give us a like and share on social media, and we'll see you next time. I've been Kieran Devlin, UC today. Thanks for watching.